Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning and welcome to day 247 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. When I look back on my life, I see such different human beings at each of the various stages of my development. I see a very optimistic, energetic, doe-eyed kid who had complete faith in humanity, who very quickly morphed into a bitter adolescent that struggled with feeling seen and heard in a home where she slowly learned that everyone else felt the same. I also see an angry teenager who believed others could save her and was taken advantage of because of that. So she learned the hard way how critical taking care of your own well-being is. And that rightfully angry teen turned into a very lost, very confused 20-year-old with bitterness and shame and unhealed grief who was ready to unlearn some of those defenses and heal her past. And she did. So now I see a woman in her early 30s who has embraced the hope and optimism of her childhood in a way that makes sense with her experiences. And though I still feel some grief and some confusion and definitely some bitterness, I have changed. I have fine-tuned more of a balance of the various people that I have been at each stage in my life. And it took time. It took practice. It took pain. It took healing. And I am nowhere near where I plan to be. I, like so many, was hardened by the world through my experiences. And time again, I would work to soften myself back up. And through lots of trial and lots of error, I have finally established a ratio of softness and armor, of love and fear, of precaution and fearlessness. And it's not always foolproof. Sometimes I find my armor is still too strong, and I have pushed away wonderful experiences and amazing people because of my past pain. Whenever that happens, I try to thank that fearful teenager that is living deep within my bones, who is simply trying to protect me from being taken advantage of again. And by recognizing those fears are valid and coming from experience, I'm able to better assess if I'd like to soften into the experience or continue with my defenses. When I do choose to soften, I reassure my defensive inner teenager that even if we do get hurt, we've been here before and we're much better at recovering now. Other times, I notice my inner child is feeling the pull to be too trusting and too codependent or too reliant on the people who enter my life. So I have to remind her that the world is dangerous and scary, and trust not only needs to be earned, but can also be taken from you at any moment. I'm working very hard on integrating all of the past parts of me. Like a puzzle, I have been molding the pieces over time that will inevitably fit together to form an imperfect but experienced and fulfilled and fairly wise human being. I am excited I get to integrate all of those pieces of who I used to be into a more well-rounded person now, and the lessons that I learned make it so that I will ideally never have to suffer through those again in the same way, at least, which in itself is a blessing. Now, I regularly call on the little girl buried deep down beneath societal norms, who would always seek out fun over everything and could make friends with anyone, who held eye contact more than a millisecond, because she has the protection of the angry teenager inside of me that still guards her like a guard dog when danger is afoot. And that little girl who had the most fun and least worry is safer now because she knows what to look for. But I make sure not to lose any of the pieces of me, because the child may have been naive, but she prioritizes joy and trust and community. And the teenager may have been angry, but she prioritizes safety and self-reliance and security. The older me may have been lost, but she prioritizes reflection and growth and downtime and integration. The balance of all of those humans makes me stronger and safer and more joyful than anything else ever could. I am a mosaic of my past selves, and you are too. Take a look at what your mosaic looks like once in a while. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.